lots going on in our church. It's a busy church at the moment, isn't it? It really is. And just give God all the glory for that. He's doing great things. I'm going to go straight into the Word. And the sermon today, and as you're probably aware, it was quite last minute because Pastor Steve rang, but I don't know, it was quite late on yesterday, tea time. And the word that the Lord has given me this morning, it was amazing really how it's lined up with something that Pastor Steve was already going to share. Isn't it great how God just puts it all together before he'd gone before me? So I just give God all the glory, and I just want us to pray together now before we press into this word. Father God, we thank you for your presence here this morning. We thank you that we have worshipped you as our living Saviour. And Lord, I thank you for the word that you have given to Pastor Steve and myself this morning, Lord. And it's not about us, it's all about you. And we just give you all the glory. I pray that the words that are spoken this morning will speak into people's hearts, minds and souls. And Lord, that it may change lives. We thank you, Lord, that you do transform lives. Transform lives each day, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that our ears will be open to listen to what you have to say to us. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' precious name we ask. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you are on Facebook or you've got any other way of communicating to hear some of the news this week, you will have heard that Louis Pillow, a very, very world-known international evangelist, passed away this week, and he went to be with the Lord. And Louis is an evangelist that has worked all over the world, sharing the gospel, and he was a grand age, he was in his 80s, grand age. But somebody that we know through our church, Wesley Paul, who is also an evangelist, posted something on Facebook, and Pastor Steve shared it. Have some of you seen what was shared from Pastor Steve? Yeah, there's a few nods. And I just want to share the words that Wesley Paul has shared on Facebook about the evangelist, because I do believe this morning there's something in this message that each one of us can take away. I really believe that this morning. Each one of you can take something away from the example that Louis Pillow as an evangelist. And you might not see yourselves as evangelists. You may not have a call to be an evangelist. But we are all evangelists because we can all share the gospel. So you might not be going out on the street corners and shouting and sharing tracts, but we've all got a duty. And Pastor Steve has shared that recently about the containers. And evangelism is our fourth container in our church. So the fourth container being evangelism. And we've all got a responsibility to evangelize. And Wesley Paul posted how Louis Pillow has really encouraged him within his own evangelism. So I'm just going to read it as he's written it. And then there are some words from Louis, who has gone to be with the Lord, that are so encouraging. And I've got a little message to follow it afterwards. So my evangelist mentor, Louis Pillow, has gone to be with the Lord. I met Louis in 1999. When I learned that he was mentoring emerging evangelists. We first met in Portland, Oregon, and 5 years later, in 2004, I joined him in Fiji to preach in a nationwide outreach. While I preached in Cinque Terre, Louis preached in the capital city, Suva. I will always remember Louis as one who raised up other evangelists. He taught me how to be an evangelist, and he gave me confidence and tools in the early days as I started out as an evangelist. He loaded me up with a dozen of more videos, and later on, when he learned of his diagnosis, he sent me a box full of books from his library, several of them with his handwritten notes in them. I will treasure them. He has left a great legacy of evangelism. Vision for mentoring evangelists, and a passion for reaching souls. I will miss his presence, but he will always be around to influence and inspire me. And those who seek to win souls, well done, evangel. Below now, the words I'm going to read next, so they were Wesley Paul's words. The words I'm going to read now are Lewis. Now, Lewis, at this point when he's written these words, knew that he was dying. He knew that he was soon going to be with the Lord. And they're really, really pertinent. And I just want you to really listen to them. If you think this man who's been all over the world sharing the gospel put these words together when he knew he was going to die. If the doctors are right, I'm days away from glory, and I feel it. All medication has stopped. I'm now at home with Pat on palliative care, family close by, and it's just matters of days. My time here on earth is done. God is good. I have no major regrets. There is nothing better than serving him and sharing his good news gospel. Thank you for standing with me over these years, and thank you for giving to this worthy cause. This service you have performed is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. That's directly from 2 Corinthians 9:12. Don't ever forget that truth. God delights in using you. God delights in using you. He takes pleasure in your service, and he is smiling down on you. I believe the word, the God, and eager to finish the race. I see the finish line right before me, and will win the prize God pointed to me toward and offered up to me. But please, if you are to be impressed by anything about me or my life, then be impressed with this. I'm not all that special. I simply obeyed. I gave it my all. Praise the Lord. He loves to use weak people like me to bring glory to himself. As I'm speaking these words, I'm almost feeling like they could be my words as well. Lewis spoke these words while he was dying. He knew his days were numbered. This has to encourage you, and it's the truth. If I could challenge you in one way right now, as I face eternity and you continue on, it would be this. Never let the fire of evangelism fade. Stand strong for the gospel. There is nothing better to put your life toward. A life poured out for the gospel, for his glory. As our son Andrew so often quotes, we are joining with God in rescuing those being led away to death. I'm just going to read those words again because they really stuck out to me. For his glory, as our son Andrew so often quotes, we are joining with God in rescuing those being led away to death, holding back those staggering towards slaughter. It's a glorious endeavour. There is still much work to be done. If this evangelistic work ends with me, it will be a shame. Yet I know it won't. My sons have built a strong team, and they will continue to press on to reach the lost, to give their all. I pray that you do the same. You have been such an encouragement and blessing to me. Please continue in that same manner with Pat and the boys. With our team and for the work for the lost. As my energy fades and my body falters, I'm happy to see the end come into view. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. By God's grace, I have kept the faith. And those of you that know that, it's from 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. But you are still running. You are still fighting. Keep at it. I believe these words are for you this morning, friends, and for me, and for anybody watching at home on Facebook. You are still running. You are still fighting. Keep at it. Please remember, just because I am done does not mean the work is over. I leave it in your hands. I entrust you with it. If by chance I'm still around in a few weeks, nothing would bless me more than to hear from you. And let me know you're committed to stay the course, to stand strong, to continue on in the fight as a friend and financial partner. It would be such an encouragement in my final days to be able to read your words and hear of your commitment. And he's obviously speaking to Wesley Paul there. I challenge you about only because, and I know it will be for your own good to do so. And then he goes on to offer that Wesley can speak to the boys and Pat. I'm excited for heaven. I truly am. I know where I'm going. And that's because Frank Chandler shared the gospel with me when I was 12 years old. I'll never forget that night. Sitting in the rain at summer camp, he shared the gospel with me clearly, boldly and lovingly. And he gave me an opportunity to respond. It was that night when I accepted Christ into my life and began to serve him. And it is because of that decision that I know I will close my eyes to this world and open them to glory, to the face of my Saviour. I can't wait. No more pain, no more tears. Of course, I'm sad to be leaving family and friends, Pat especially. She has been my faithful partner and friend for 60 years, a gift from God. We love each other so much, and of course the boys, their lovely wives and the grandkids. I hate to think I won't be able to pick up the phone and talk to any of them. But I know where I'm going is far better, and I'll be waiting for you there. In the meantime, I can't encourage you enough. Stay the course, don't give up the fight, stand strong for the gospel, share the good news unashamedly, and be sure to do all you can to bring as many people with you to glory. I love you, I thank you, I'm praying for you, and I pass the torch to you. Carry it with confidence, with joy, with excitement. Don't ever forget. And then he quotes Isaiah 52, verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who share the good news. I leave you with these words from 1 Corinthians 9. Take them to heart. Hold them close. Live your life by them. Woe, win, run. Three words. Woe, win, run. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. Win as many as possible to Christ. So woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. Win as many as possible to Christ. Run and get the prize. It's good to aim for the Lord's approval. Amen. I thank God for you. I thank God for the team. I thank God for his goodness, his love, and his grace. He makes no mistakes. His way is perfect. His word is flawless. I'll see you in heaven. And he ends with 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. And I have kept the faith. Isn't that wonderful? Do you know, it really spoke to me. I said to Pastor Steve on the phone last night that I scan read it, to be quite honest, last night. And then when I had more time, I really read it. And then I read it again. And it really spoke to me. Passing through this world, friends. Passing through. Lewis passed through. But he has left a mark on this world. He has evangelized. He has shared the gospel. And he has changed so many lives. He has saved souls for the kingdom. And as Christians, we love to come to church, don't we? We love to sit and we love to hear what the Lord has got to say. and we go home after a church service on a Sunday, and we feel really great, don't we? We feel really great, we go home. But do we do anything with what we've heard? Do we do the words of the Lord, or do we just hear the words of the Lord? Do we put the things that we've heard in church from Pastor Steve week after week after week, sitting behind our masks, nodding our heads in approval? Do we do anything with it afterwards? And I believe that's the message for us as a church this morning, that we leave here today and we don't just go home feeling good about ourselves because we've been to church and we've done the right thing, that we go home and we share that love. We share like Lewis Pillow did. It may be in different ways. Some of you may be sat there feeling petrified at that thought. You might be sat there thinking, no, I can't do that. I can't share God's love because I don't know how to do that. But God will direct you and he will lead you. We have such an example in evangelists such as Lewis. Isn't it just beautiful, those words, to think that on his dying days, in his dying bed, on his deathbed in palliative care, knowing he was going to leave his family, he was going to leave his brothers, his sisters, his wife, his sons, all his family behind. And he wrote those words that were so encouraging. It's just beautiful, isn't it? It's just beautiful. Do you want to leave this world, friends, knowing that you've left a mark on it? Do you want to leave this world knowing that you've changed lives for the glorious kingdom? Do you know where you're going today? Do you know where you're going? Pastor Steve has talked about heaven and hell. Do you know that you're going to heaven? Are you doing the works of the Lord? Have you given your life to Jesus? And when I say give your life to Jesus, have you given your life to Jesus so that you are doing his will day after day after day? Or are you just coming to church and sitting and listening and then going back to work and doing the same? Or are you set for hell? Is there still wrongdoing in your life that you know is getting in the way? Those people that are not Christians and are not Bible-believing Christians and living their life for the Lord are set for hell. The people that we work with, the people that we love, are set for hell because they don't know Jesus. And it's our responsibility as Christians, Bible-believing Christians, to share his love, to change lives. We want to save souls for the kingdom, don't we? Don't we? Are you listening? Have you got a fire in you? Yeah? Amen? We want to change lives. Otherwise, what's the point in all this? What is the point? What's the point in coming to church if we're not going to do anything with it? What's the point in listening week after week? Because that would be a selfish love, surely. And God's love isn't a selfish love. God's love's for sharing. God's love is for sharing. And I stand here convicted myself this morning that when I read those words, I thought, I can do more. Come on, Ruth Horton. You can do more. We can all do more. We can all do more. Pray about it. Be led by the Spirit. And he will guide and lead you. And the words of the song that we sang at the beginning, be bold, be strong. You might not feel bold and strong all the time, but the Lord is with you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord our God is with you. He's with us. He is with us every minute of every day. He has got your back. You might be a new Christian, and you might think, I'm never going to be able to share the gospel with anybody because I don't know enough about the gospel myself. But you can. Because just shining your light in the world and being obedient to what God is telling us to do, being led by the Spirit, we can change lives. We can, friends. Do you believe me? There's a deadly silence. Do you believe me? We can. We can. What a wonderful way to leave this earth. Do you know, many years ago when we first moved into the church, well, several years ago now, I sat in the graveyard one morning on the bench. I was just looking at the headstones. And I thought about if I left this earth, what might be written on my headstone. And it's probably going to say, good mum, good wife, I'd like to think. I think I've done a good job. Do you know what I'd love it to say? Save lives for the kingdom. Because what's the point otherwise? What is the point? We're passing through this earth. Save lives for the kingdom. And when we all get together in heaven, when our days are done, what a wonderful celebration and a wonderful time we will have. Amen? Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Do you know, I have more to share, but I am actually going to stop because I feel that the Lord is saying, read those words again. Think about 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. I'd got more to share. I was going to share about Paul, and I was going to share about how I thought Lewis reminded me of Paul in the Bible, which he really does. If you think about Paul, he was on death row. He was surrounded by guards, and he spoke words to the people to encourage them and to spread the gospel. That is our responsibility today, to share and spread the gospel. We are all evangelists, each one of us. And you'll do it in different ways. The Lord will guide and lead you. You will do it in different ways. You might be sat there and thinking, oh, I can't talk about the Lord. But when you start to do it, you know, he's got your back. He really has. I was talking to somebody the other week at school, and she was so, all these deaths and people are dying, and oh, this tragic lady. One minute she was there, next minute she'd gone. And my response to her was, that's why you need to know where you're going. Because yes, our days are numbered. Do you know where you're going? People are getting all doom and gloom about death. Well, they will get doom and gloom about death because they don't know where they're going. They don't know where they're going. Lewis Pelow knew where he was going. And those words are so uplifting and so rich because he knew where he was going. He had no fear in death. He just knew he was going to glory. Isn't that beautiful? Absolutely beautiful. So I pray for each one of you here this morning that no matter how quiet you are, how timid, how shy, how bold and strong and loud you might be, you will all take a different leading from the Holy Spirit in sharing the gospel. And sometimes, friends, it will be subtle. Sometimes it will be bold. But the Lord will lead you. Just listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit and he will lead you. And he will guide you, and he has got your back. So you don't have to have any fear in it. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to ask Pastor Dennis now if you would just come and just close the service as far as the sermon. But then we're going to move into communion, friends, and we're going to have some special time around God's table. Okay. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those words of Lewis Pelow. Thank you, Lord, that his life was not a failure. His life was a celebration. His life brought souls to the kingdom. He brought lives to you. He changed lives for your glory. And Lord, it's not about us. Lord, we may feel so unworthy to speak to people about you. But Lord, we pray for your leading and your guidance this week and in the weeks ahead, that we will be bold, we will be strong, and we will share the gospel with others. Because Father God, this word that you've given us is too rich to be kept to ourselves. It's too beautiful to be kept to ourselves. It needs to be shared. We need to share the love. And last week you told us, tell the people I love them. Tell the people I care. Tell the people I love them. Tell the people I am there. Lord, we know that you are there. And you want the best for us, just like you want the best for others too. And we pray, Lord, that you will help us and guide us and lead us as we move into this communion time now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.